Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Before I get to all the news today, there's a lot of news. The House Speaker is up in the air again. President Trump, very proud of you, President Trump. Great job. He went against Tom Emmer, and Emmer is gone. Emmer overnight became the leading candidate and was endorsed by more Republicans than anyone else, and they were going to vote on him for House Speaker, and he is gone now. Hemmer is no more. Tom Hemmer from dark blue, deep blue Minnesota, who is best friends with Ilhan Omar, who at one point worked for George Soros. This is the guy Republicans wanted to put up to screw us all, and Trump single-handedly defeated him. Trump should now go for House Speaker. There's no choice now. There is no one else that could win it, and we can find out who all the liberals are the minute Trump runs. Let's see any Republican vote against Donald Trump as House Speaker. I'm urging him again. Go for it, Trump. There's nobody else. And, of course, lots of news about Israel and Gaza and Iran. Iran getting ready to jump in. World War III about to start. But, you know, I've been on a bend lately of good news, right? I wrote that column on Friday about some really good news for the Republican Party. We're winning. The only thing standing our way now is a rigged election. Can we overcome a rigged election? And then more good news today. I'm seeing the bright side of everything. Thank you, Bobby Kennedy. How RFK Jr. just helped Trump win the 2024 election. Is RFK Jr. Trump's secret weapon in 2024? This is my latest commentary. Is RFK Jr. Trump's secret weapon in 2024? I've argued for many months now that RFK Jr. is right about three things: the COVID vaccine, the funding of the Ukraine war, and the deep state. I like him. He's a good guy for a Democrat. He has integrity for a Democrat. Most importantly, he's not your typical Democrat, meaning he's not a communist traitor. He doesn't want to destroy America. And that's why the Democrat leadership hates him. RFK Jr. has been shunned by his own party. He's a pariah in the party of radical America-hating Marxists like Obama, Biden, Kamala, Hillary, Pelosi, Kerry, and George Soros. So RFK Jr. is a relatively good guy for a Democrat. Now, because RFK is so right about the dangerous and deadly COVID vaccine, I pitched him on my national TV and radio shows, as you all know, as the ideal special prosecutor for President Trump to appoint to investigate Big Pharma and the COVID vaccine. Let's find out once and for all the truth about the COVID vaccines. Did they save lives or did they kill millions? Are they a scam? Did Big Pharma bribe the media and the politicians? Was massive censorship and propaganda used by our own government to cover up the truth? Inquiring minds want to know. I say yes to all of that. After all, the CDC just reported that only 2% of Americans have taken the new COVID vaccine booster. That means 98% of Americans have serious questions about the safety and effectiveness of the COVID vaccine. If President Trump, once he's reelected in 2024, announces he'd name Bobby Kennedy Jr. to head up that Big Pharma vaccine investigation, I believe Trump would gain a lot of support and make his base very, very happy. But I've also warned on many occasions RFK Jr. should never, never be Trump's vice president. Many conservative hosts naively suggested and recommended that. I've said again and again that should never be an option. Why? Because I saw the truth. Bobby is a proud Kennedy Democrat. He's not a communist traitor. He doesn't hate America. That's good. But he is in the mode of Ted Kennedy, George McGovern, Jimmy Carter, and Walter Mondale, meaning he's a traditional old-school liberal Democrat, which means tax, spend, and regulate the economy to death. All those old Democrat policies that damage the economy, put businesses out of business, kill jobs, and explode the national debt. I don't know about you, but I want no part of that. Did you hear the latest news? I told you so. Like a typical old-school, bleeding-heart Jimmy Carter-like Democrat, RFK Jr. just announced his support of reparations. Yes, those reparations. RFK Jr. wants to steal your money because you're white, even though you weren't alive for slavery, and your family may not have even been in America, and you've never heard a black person in your life, and redistribute your hard-earned money to people just because they're black who were also not alive during slavery. Makes sense, right? This harebrained scam would divide and destroy America. This is national suicide. Martin Luther King is rolling over in his grave. Martin Luther King fought for a nation where no one would notice the color of your skin, only your talent and brain power. This insane idea of reparations is the exact opposite. If it was wrong for our government to ever discriminate or enslave someone based on the color of their skin, which of course it was, why would it now be a good idea to reward and enrich someone because of the color of their skin? Government has no right to pick winners and losers, let alone winners or losers, because your skin is a certain color they approve of. Yet JFK Jr. just endorsed this terrible, dangerous, and offensive idea. As good as JFK Jr. is on the COVID vaccine, he just proved himself that terribly wrong on reparations. That could be the worst idea I've ever heard in my life, besides government forcing me to take a dangerous, deadly, experimental vaccine. Yet I'm cheering RFK Jr.'s endorsement of reparations. Why? Because RFK Jr. can no longer take votes from Trump. He can only help Trump win the election. Very few Republicans anywhere in America will ever consider voting for Bobby Kennedy once they find out he supports reparations. Which means my original gut instinct was right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. just became a huge problem for Joe Biden or whoever is the 2024 Democrat presidential nominee. Bobby will only take votes from the Democrat candidate. Bobby Kennedy Jr. may yet be the best thing to happen to Trump and the GOP. He just gave Trump the advantage he needs to sweep all the battleground states and overcome a rigged election. With all the problems in the headlines, we all needed some good news. RFK Jr. just became Trump's secret weapon, Trump's Ross Perot. Thank you, Bobby. For the first time in my life, I want to hug a Kennedy. There's my latest column. That's out at Gateway Pundit and gotten massive traffic again. As usual, everything I write goes viral. And it should, because the average person did not know that Bobby Kennedy has endorsed reparations. They had no idea. And so I'm spreading that word so nobody dares vote from the Republican side for Bobby Kennedy. What a mistake that would be. My God. I always said this guy will dramatically raise your taxes. He will increase regulations. He will, enforce anything and everything to prevent climate change. All the things that we consider to be horrible. But he's not a communist. He's just an old school kind of Mondale, Hubert Humphrey Democrat. Hubert, right? Wasn't it Hubert Humphrey Democrat? Muskie Democrat, Edmund Muskie. Remember all those names from the 1970s? All right, so on to the news of the day. I'm so proud of Trump because a lot of people, when it comes to Bob Barr and other people, his attorney, his first attorney general from Alabama, what was that guy's name again? I can't even remember. United States Senator from Alabama, who was Trump's first attorney general. He keeps appointing Jeff Sessions, right? Thank you, Chris. Jeff Sessions. He keeps appointing rhinos, and he keeps surrounding himself with rhinos. Lindsey Graham, exhibit A. But he finally stood up and torched a rhino, Trump. Because I think what Trump thinks is you got to have friends to pass legislation in the Senate and the House. So if you make enemies, they're not going to help you. But finally, Trump stood up and scorched Rhino Tom Emmer, who wanted to be the House Speaker. And he did it on Truth Social, and then he sent it to the House Republicans in a blast text. And that was the end of Tom Emmer. That's it. His bid for House Speaker was over. 26 Republicans vowed to vote against Emmer in a full House floor vote, which would have doomed him, just like McCarthy, just like Scalise, just like Jordan. He could not get the 217 votes he needed to win the gavel. Trump piled on and blasted Emmer as a globalist rhino. He said, I have many, this is Trump talking, I have many wonderful friends wanting to be Speaker of the House, and some are truly great warriors. Rhino Tom Emmer, who I do not know well, is not one of them. He never respected the power of a Trump endorsement or the breadth and scope of MAGA, Make America Great Again. He fought me all the way and actually spent more time defending Ilhan Omar than he did me. He's totally out of touch with Republican voters. I believe he has now learned his lesson because he is saying that he's pro-Trump all the way, but who could ever be sure? Has he only changed because that's what it takes to win? The Republican Party cannot take that chance because that's not where the America First voters are. Voting for a globalist rhino like Tom Emmer would be a tragic mistake. And then Trump's camp blast texted every House Speaker with his Truth Social post trashing Emmer with a final effort to put the final nail in the coffin, and they did. Emmer has dropped out. Emmer's dropped out. And it's funny because he mocked Emmer on Monday because he said, well, he is my biggest fan now. He called me yesterday and told me that he's my biggest fan. That's the end of Tom Emmer. Yeah. They're all big fans of Trump till they get elected. After they get elected, they stab him in the back again and again. Emmer drops out of the House Speaker race, and it's over for him. Trump stuck the knife in, and I love it. You have to do that to these rhinos that stamp Trump. You have to. There's no choice. When I get back, all the latest news on Israel and Gaza and Iran, who's suddenly making its presence very well known. I mean, I really do believe, I'd be willing to bet, that we're on our way to World War III. China's going to invade Taiwan. Iran is going to invade Israel or bomb Israel or shoot missiles at American bases and American ships. And Iran will be in the middle of it. We will be in the middle of it. And World War III will be on. Sad, sad commentary on what's going on in the world. Biden needs it. Biden wants it. It's the only way to hide what tragedy has done to America.
If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT,
R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at mystore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at mystore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during My Pillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at mypillow.com and mystore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the show. You know, I mentioned this yesterday. I've spoken all over the world on the topics of business and success. I've spoken all over the United States on the topics of politics. I was once the new Tony Robbins. I spoke in South Africa four times in a two-year period. I spoke in Singapore. I spoke all over Asia. I spoke in England. I spoke in Amsterdam. I spoke all over Europe. I spoke all over Mexico and South America and Central America. I've literally spoken all over the world to massive crowds. So I know a cool event when I see one. And this one coming up here in Vegas is the coolest. Discover the keys to elevate your business, explode your prosperity, and supercharge your life at the Risk On 360 Global Success Conference. This event stars, get this, Tucker Carlson, Charles Payne of Fox Business, yours truly, Wayne Allyn-Root, and many other famous business leaders and motivational speakers. The conference is designed to inspire, motivate, and empower you to reach new heights in your personal and professional lives with world-class speakers, dynamic panel discussions, and hands-on workshops. Join Todd Ault. He's the guy putting the whole thing on. Todd Ault, a big-time financier, for 2 days of high-energy sessions featuring focusing on business and finance, entrepreneurship, leadership, personal growth and development, and fitness and health. It all takes place November 19th and 20th, which is the weekend of Formula One. So you get to watch Formula One, and then on Sunday and Monday, go to this conference and hear all these great speakers at the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip, headlined by the one and only Tucker Carlson. Have you ever met him? Here's your chance. I've never met him. I've been on his show, but I've never met him in person. This will be my first time ever meeting Tucker Carlson. So what a great opportunity. Hear Tucker speak. Register now at RiskOn360.com, RiskOn360.com. Todd Ault, thank you, man, for putting this great event together. I can't imagine what he paid Tucker Carlson to come to Las Vegas. A lot of money. I don't know, seven figures? Probably gave Tucker $1 million to come to Vegas. That's probably what Tucker gets at this point for a speech. Unbelievable. He's going to be here. Only way to catch him, November 19th to 20th, Ahern Hotel. And you can register now at RiskOn360.com. Probably your one and only opportunity ever to hear Tucker Carlson in Las Vegas. So, Anthony Blinken is our Secretary of State, and he delivered a stern warning to Iran in front of the United Nations this morning, saying the U.S. is prepared to respond decisively if Tehran or its proxies launch attacks on Americans in the Middle East, and that we have thousands of troops and assets in Iraq, and we have, you know, we're ready to go. He said, the United States does not see conflict with Iran. We do not want this war to widen. But if Iran or its proxies attack U.S. personnel anywhere, we will defend our people. We will defend our security swiftly and decisively. And then this headline, Iran-backed militants strike U.S. and coalition base. So it's happening, right? It's happening. Since Thursday, militias receiving funding and encouragement from Iran have launched rockets and one-way attack drones at bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria after a months-long lull. So they're trying to draw the USA into this war, although if you ask me, this was all set up. You know, this is one of those moments of opportunity that Rahm Emanuel talked about. Never let a crisis go to waste. And I think this is perfect for Joe Biden because he needed a weapon of mass distraction. He had to get the United States involved in World War III for exactly what I just read you. Blinken just sounded like a tough guy. Blinken's a wussy. Blinken's a pussy cat. And he sounds like a tough guy all of a sudden. And Biden sounds like a tough guy. And Biden sounds like the greatest ally of Israel. And it's a lie. All of this is to cover up for a failing old man who has destroyed America, destroyed the economy. And he's not on our side. Obama's the real president. Obama's trying to destroy America and Israel at the same time. And this is all a fake, a head fake, a fraud, just a way to get the Americans to rally around their president. Rudy Giuliani said today Blinken is lying. There are 500-plus American hostages being held in Gaza, not 10. 500-plus. And, you know, I got to assume Rudy Giuliani knows what he's saying. I would say I trust him more than I trust Blinken. Video is out now. Israel's released video. I mentioned this yesterday. Of the barbaric attack on innocent Israeli civilians. And they've not only released video of the attack that's never been seen before, they've released video of an interrogation of one of the Hamas terrorists who they captured. And he very calmly is saying what they did. They beheaded people. They raped people. They killed children in front of their parents. They burned people to death. They were told to kill everyone and make it as gory as possible, he says, and mutilate their bodies after they were dead. And that's exactly what they did. Do you know that they did what you do in South Africa? They put tires over people's necks, poured gasoline on it, and set it on fire so your face burns off. You have no idea what these people are.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
Yeah. USA News Update. The U.S. has issued a warning to Iran, urging them not to escalate the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Iran has supported Hamas and other groups that continue to carry out attacks on Israel. Iranian leaders have routinely threatened to wipe Israel off the map.
During his address to the U.N. Security Council's Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, stated that the U.S. will respond firmly if Iran or its proxies carry out attacks on U.S. personnel in the Middle East. Majority Whip Tom Emmer has ended his speakership bid after he, too, failed to unite the House GOP. That's according to two people familiar with the situation. Car payments have reached their highest rates in decades, with over 6% of subprime borrowers characterized by lower credit scores and higher interest rates being more than 60 days overdue on their auto loans in September. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
to the show. Today's sponsor is Goldgate Capital. Come on down. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then come on down. Listen up. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k retirement account, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate Capital today, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get up to $15,000 in free silver or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, our guest is here, Josh Manning. He's deputy managing editor at WesternJournal.com, one of the top and most popular and highly trafficked conservative websites in the country. We need them. We need them. Please support them. WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, welcome to the show.
To be with you.
So I'm just laughing because I said this already on my social media site a couple days ago. The funniest three words in the English language, queers for Palestine. How could anything be so stupid as queers for Palestine? I'd love them to march in Palestine. They wouldn't make it out in an hour. They'd be killed and ripped apart and thrown off a roof. They're so dumb. How could anyone be this stupid to be gay and march for Palestine?
That's my favorite picture. There have been some horrible pictures that have come out over the last 3 weeks, but my favorite picture was outside Rashida Tlaib's office, and that is where she had a Palestinian flag on one side and a pride flag on the other. And you just want to look at her and say, look, these two things are not the same. For folks who are listening, I mean, you guys know that the Middle East and homosexuality, they don't mix just that well. Now,
Josh? Chris O'Sullivan said it best a few days ago. He said, gays and Palestinians get along like the mob and the FBI. You know, like mobsters for the FBI. That's a new organization I'm going to found. Mobsters for the FBI. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and it's a perfect example. You know, it's just crazy.
It is a perfect example. Somebody on Twitter, I can't remember who it was, I saw this post about a week ago, the woman was saying, look, you guys don't get it. This is not some giant contradiction. These people who are at a Queers for Palestine parade, which they had in New York City, these people there, it's not actually that they're that contradicted. Their entire point is not to be consistent. Their point is to overturn the West. Their point is to overturn normalcy, what we are used to in America. They hate all of it. They want to flip it. And two things that the West generally has been pretty good about are supporting Israel and traditional marriage. And so these people who are showing these flags, Rashida Tlaib, it's not like she really has a foot in both camps. It's that she wants to flip everything that traditional America is about. And so that's why you see these really weird groups come together. It's why you don't see the radical feminists. There aren't that many radical feminists condemning the trans movement. There are a few called TERFs, trans exclusionary radical feminists. But generally, the feminists who ought
to be. Where did you get that name from? I never heard that name in my life. TERFs.
Trans exclusionary radical.
They do it on the TERF.
TERFs.
They do it on the AstroTurf. I like it.
Oh, they hate the TERFs.
What does that mean, TERFs?
They hate the TERFs. Oh, the trans movement. They cannot stand what they call TERFs. But for the most part, the feminists are fine with the trans movement. It's because the same thing. It was never actually about women's rights. It was never actually about doing what was best for women. It was about undermining convention. It was about flipping values. And that's what this is about. They hate the West. They hate America. They hate American exceptionalism. And they hate tradition. And Palestine, the Palestinians, Muslims, not big fans of America, not big fans of American exceptionalism, not big fans of capitalism, not big fans of traditional values. So they see them as going hand in hand. But you're exactly right. The punishment, by the way, in Gaza, I don't know if you guys know this, the punishment in Gaza for homosexuality, 10 years in prison.
Oh, I thought it was death. I'm shocked that it's so light.
They're much more liberal in Gaza. if you go to Saudi, if you go to Iran, then you start talking about death.
I'm sure they threw you off a roof in Gaza.
Well,
you're getting.
That assumes that you can even get to court in Gaza without.
Right, you're not getting to court. A mob will throw you off a roof before you ever get to court. Trust me. And by the way, it's not like it's 10 years in prison in Gaza is a picnic. Do you know what a prison must be like in Gaza? Do you know what they would do to a gay person in a prison in Gaza? Oh my God, I don't even want to think about it. Nothing good. Very bad. Think about what they just did to Jews. They burnt them to death. They killed their children in front of their parents. They cut their heads off. What do you think they would do to a gay person in a prison in Gaza?
Well, did you see the reports, Wayne? You and I have been watching this closely. I had not seen this until yesterday. There are humanitarians working over there who say they are finding Israeli bodies with broken pelvises.
What does that mean?
The only thing that can mean, well, I guess concrete could fall on them. Otherwise, that's how brutally they were raped. Their pelvises were literally broken.
Well, you know,
that is the level of evil.
I hate to say this on the radio, but I was sent a video by someone in Israel, and the video shows very clearly a Jewish woman who is pregnant while alive. Her baby's cut out of her stomach. I watched it, and I watched them stab the baby to death after they took it out of her stomach, and then the woman bled to death, and she was alive for all of it and watched it happening to herself. Can you imagine the depravity of these disgusting people? So, you know what I say, kill them all. I mean, we got to go in there and kill all the bad guys.
When was the last time you saw the IDF do something like that? Or you even heard about it?
Well, you can tell that lie.
That lie is too far.
Josh, you know what I was thinking of overnight? You know, right now, the State Department, which we know is very liberal and very anti-Jewish and anti-Israel, but they put out a release that says exactly what I've been saying for weeks. The open border means that Islamic terrorists are coming into America. Yep. Be on the alert. But do you notice no one is ever on alert for Jewish terrorists? Have you ever noticed that? Anywhere in the world, no one's on alert for Jewish terrorists, and no one's ever scared of walking through an acidic neighborhood. Can you imagine look, there's three men with a yarmulke, run! It's like, how can anyone take the side of this vicious, horrible Hamas and Hezbollah and all these Islamic extremists when Jews don't hurt anybody who doesn't deserve it anyway? So you're never in danger in a Jewish neighborhood, and there's no Jews coming over the border to kill us, ever. Ever will, ever have been. In the history of the world.
I'm picturing a suicide yarmulke. You just don't see those out there. It's just not a thing.
Look, it's a suicide dreidel.
When it stops.
Look, it's spinning. It's going to explode. It's so ludicrous. Jews just want to make money. I know I'm doing a stereotype here, but they don't hurt anybody. Come on. It's so ridiculous.
They don't.
They want to get educated. They want to get out in the world and be successful and buy a nice house and have a nice car. You know what that's called? Capitalism. And it's called the American way, even though it's in Israel, too. It's the American way. That's Jews. Now, Hamas and Gaza, they had a chance to be like that. Palestinians were given a thousand chances over the last 40 years. They don't want it. And you know why they don't want it, Josh? I learned this from my mother and father 40 years ago. They said the people in Palestine hate Jews more than they love their own children.
Yes.
That says it all.
That's why they tell their kids, no, stay in that school. We've got rockets stored underneath it. We know it's a target. No, you stay there. That's why the Palestinians told people, no, stay in those hospitals.
Right.
Exactly right. It is from the river to the sea, man.
Right.
That is what this is about.
And they don't just kill Jews. By the way, they don't just kill Jews. That was the point in my show. I think the most passionate ending. I should send it to you, and you should put it up at Western Journal, video of my number one story last week on Real America's Voice TV show. And my passionate ending was the following, Josh. It was this. I said, for all of you out there who aren't Jewish and who don't care about Israel, I want you to understand something. This really has nothing to do with Jews or Israel. We just happen to be the neighbors of the Palestinians in Gaza. So they hate us. But if you brought them to America, they would hate all of you.
They would
hate Indians. They would hate Latinos. They would hate blacks. They would hate Christians. They would hate anyone who's American that has more than they have and who won't convert to Islam and who pesky little person goes to church. They just won't go to a mosque. They won't take the Quran as their Bible. They'll kill you for that. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Christian. If you're an American, they will kill you. So it doesn't matter. Jews just happen to be in the way at the moment. After they kill the Jews, they're coming for everybody else.
Yeah, this is the problem. You're exactly right. This is the problem with Islam. You're exactly right. Israel is the neighbor. We've got, how many videos do we have of Muslim neighborhoods in London where things like this have happened, where Muslims have accosted, attacked, beaten people who were not in compliance with Sharia dress code?
And they weren't Jews. They weren't Jews they were attacking.
No, they were not. They were not. It's not about that. You're exactly right. They're, it's just whoever is in proximity to Islam. Islam is the problem.
You know what it's like? You know, it reminds me of Charles Manson, right? When they walked in that house and they killed that actress, what was the name of the actress they killed again? Sharon Tate. I think they cut the baby out of her stomach, right? Just like the Muslims did in the terrorist attack in Israel. They cut the baby out of her stomach. Do you think they had anything against her personally or against white people? They were crazy and they were going to do it to whoever was the first house they came upon with a door open and they could get in. And so that's what Gaza is. The first house they could come upon is the border of Israel and a Jewish house. But if it was a Christian house in America, they would kill you the same way. It does not matter. I don't know how anyone could take the side of the Palestinians. I have no idea. Josh, we are headed to a break. I want you to stay for another segment. Lots more to talk about. The most important stories at WesternJournal.com. Wayne on the Root with Josh Manning. The Root's on fire. You can find Josh at WesternJournal.com. You can find me at RootForAmerica.com. Hey, this is Wayne on the Root for... I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne on the Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Ripken!
definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Queers for Palestine. I can't get it out of my mind. It's like blacks for the KKK. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. You know, Jews for skinheads. Jews for skinheads. I mean, it's the craziest thing you've ever heard. Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Then we'll get back to my good friend Josh Manning. Spike Warrior is the sponsor. I'm a man of solutions, right? And the question I get asked every day is, what's the solution if you're forced to take the COVID vaccine? What do you do to rid your body of this dangerous poison? I feel like a ticking time bomb is in my body. Now I've got the answer. Patent pending, no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending, no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them from your body forever naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy two for the price of one. Buy one bottle and get a second bottle free of patent pending, no covidium. Use the promo code WAR. Or for Wayne Allyn Root at SpikeWarrior.com and get two for the price of one and turn your body into a spike protein eating machine. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The disclaimer that one always has to say. Josh Manning, welcome back to the show. Let's talk about, I'm trying to pick a really good story here. The Washington, D.C. mayor, she's come to a really wild conclusion. Tell everyone the conclusion.
Well, remember Mariel Bowser. She's the mayor of D.C. and just as liberal and pitiful as you can get. If you recall, back when the George Floyd stuff was happening, Bowser and her ilk were all over this idea of reforming police, changing the way police do their jobs, making sure that the community feels comfortable and heard and those things. Well, Wayne, I don't know when the last time you were in D.C. was, but it's been bad for a while, but it is downright nasty now. They've got the same problems that San Francisco has with just massive retail crime, stores having to shut down, having to move. And you know where the stores that shut down, you know where they're located and who they serve. They're located in minority communities, and they serve minorities. So anyway, it has taken Mariel Bowser 3 years. But she has finally come around, and they have started a new anti-crime initiative. They're calling it Addressing Crime Trends, it's a piece of legislation, pardon me, called the Addressing Crime Trends Now Act. Now, here's the big stuff that it'll do, Wayne. It'll impose criminal penalties for recruiting mobs to commit organized retail theft. That's a big
thing.
Number two, makes it illegal to wear a mask to commit robberies. Ah! It also reinstates the police department's ability to stamp out open-air drug markets. So, Wayne, what do we have? That was the big liberal innovation. There weren't going to be penalties for recruiting mobs. You could wear masks to commit robberies. And the police department couldn't deal with open-air drug markets. That's what the liberals gave us, and it's been so bad, it has so corrupted D.C. that they're finally turning away from it, but it took us 3 years to get here.
Right.
How pathetic.
I mean, look, is there anything liberals believe in that ever works out okay? Come on. I mean, even like an issue like abortion, right? Even if you're moderate on that issue and you believe women should have a right to abortion for, say, 3 months, 4 months, the idea that you could abort a baby up to the ninth month, the last day, or after is so criminally insane, so sick, it's beyond belief. They can't get anything right. Josh, it's just stunning that anybody votes Democrat. I just don't understand it. But let's grab one more topic while we still have time. Biden administration sued after sneaking deported illegals back into the USA. Tell everybody what that's about.
Yeah, so the Immigration Reform Law Institute has sued the administration. The IRLI, they filed a FOIA form wanting to know exactly what was happening at the border. Because what they have found is that there are illegals who served in the U.S. military who then were deported because they had committed crimes. And the Biden administration has been allowing those illegals to return. And they won't own up to
it. What a shocker.
So the IRLI has filed paperwork trying to force the Biden administration, Department of Homeland Security, and ICE to answer questions about how this is happening and how they're justifying it. But it is more – you mentioned it in our first segment today, talking about how state is finally warning, oh, hey, some of these illegals who are coming over the border, they might be terrorists. Well, yeah, that's been happening for years now. And now the Biden administration, as you know, listeners know, the Biden administration is starting to do some of the things that the Trump administration wanted to do, but was called racist and bigoted and jingoist and xenophobic for.
It's really sad what they've done to America after a stolen election. Anybody could see that was their goal, to steal the election, to make us all look bad like bad people for saying it was a stolen election, to lock us up for daring to question a stolen election, and then after they've stolen the election, steal the country and destroy the country and make it so no Republican can ever win again. It's pretty clear what happened. Josh Manning, Deputy Managing Editor, WesternJournal.com. Josh, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, check out WesternJournal.com. Great site. Wayne L. Root, the Root's on fire. When we get back, it's hour number two. And hour number two will have Lindell TV as our partner, right? So we'll be on Lindell TV at frankspeech.com. Click on Lindell TV 2, and boom, Wayne Root is in front of you, live and in person.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.